you know what that music says?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say good health to all from Rexall.
The Amos and Andy Show, written by Joe Connolly, Bob Mosier, and Bob Ross, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Verna Felton, Leo Cleary, Will Wright, Byron Kane, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Carell. Amos and Andy.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Amos. You know, the Rexall people make some very fine products. And one of them is a vitamin product called Plenamins. We've tried Plenamins ourselves, and that's why we can honestly and wholeheartedly recommend them to all of our friends. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to vitamins, you just can't beat Plenamins. And when it comes to all fine drugs, we know you just can't beat the name Rexall. And like all drugs that bear the name Rexall, we are very happy to recommend this fine vitamin product, Plenamins. Try them, won't you? They're at every Rexall drugstore.
Well, like all women, the Kingfisher's mother-in-law is anxious for her daughter and son-in-law to get in the social swim and meet the right people. So naturally, there was quite some excitement around the Kingfisher's apartment when an engraved invitation came in the morning mail. An invitation for a formal affair given by the social leaders, the J. Worthington DePeisters.
Oh, Sapphire, ain't this wonderful? Oh, you just have to go. Why, Mrs. DePeister is head of our junior league.
I don't care if she's the head of the National League, we ain't going. I puts my feet down.
Oh, we'll just have to go. The DePeisters is real blue blood.
I don't care if they bleeds in Technicolor, we ain't going. This time I really puts my feet down.
Mr. DePeister is worth over $200,000.
I just picked my feet up. When is we attending this lovely affair?
This Thursday. Now, daughter, I want you to have a complete new outfit. I want you to be like I was. Why, at a formal affair, when I walked in, people turned their heads.
Yeah, right to the wall.
What'd you say?
I say, you gotta get something that's right for fall. Mm. But, wait a minute, Sapphire, I need new clothes. Yeah, what about me? That old tuxedo of mine is really straining at the seams. The last affair I went to, I made the mistake of laughing at one of the jokes. I laughed once and that tuxedo ripped right up the back. Yeah, I tell you, if that joke had been any funny, I would have been arrested.
George, a man don't need a lot of new clothes.
I know this old goat. He wants to get dolled up so the young girls will make goo-goo eyes at him.
There's a woman for you. Fella's wife is always spending money on expensive clothes, jewelry, furs, imported perfume, and nobody says a word about it. But let a man go out and have his shoes half sole, and she accuses him of having another woman.
George, I think I'll get a nice taffeta evening gown. I love them big, wide skirts that has a rustle to them.
Yeah, well, I ain't squandering no money. If rustling is all you was worrying about, you can wear your old evening dress and put some paper bags underneath.
Now, listen here, you old skinflint. My daughter is going to this affair looking right.
Mama's right, George, and you better do something about this. You understand?
And you better do it quick, you old bald-headed tightwad. I'll help you with supper in the kitchen.
What a pair. No matter what happens, I know nothing ain't gonna scare me this Halloween.
Bon Ton Show is a high-class department store, Kingfish. You say we come down here to buy evening dress for Sapphire, huh?
Oh, yes, and like I say, her and the old lady jumped all over me, so I draw $30 out of the bank, and I'm going to break down and buy a nice evening gown. Yeah. Cause I don't know whether it's throwing money down the drain or not. Trying to chic up Sapphire is like putting a high hat on a goat.
Well, at least you'll be stepping out with high-class peoples like the DePeisters. Say, you know, it smells nice in this store.
Oh, that's from the perfume counter over there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I ain't smelled nothing this sweet since down on the farm when we used to smoke hog livers.
Well, I want to get Sapphire a nice evening dress. This looks like one of the women's department suitors archway here.
Yeah, yeah, got a sign over the door there. M-A-T-E-R-N-I-T-Y. Maternity shop.
Oh, yeah, maternity shop. This is the place where you buy dresses for older women. They shop here after a woman has reached her maternity, that's where.
Well, they sure got a lot of dresses on the racks here, ain't they? Look at that.
Yeah, look at here, will you? Well, hey, here's the size right here. 36. Yeah, I'll take this one off the rack and hold it up. Mm-hmm. This is the biggest 36 I done ever seen.
Yeah, that's something, all right. Yeah, look at the way it's made here. You know, Kingfish, they must get some old ladies in here built like avocados, you know what?
Yeah, cute-looking thing, ain't it, Anna? Yeah. Wait a minute, here come the sales lady here.
How do you do? Something I can do for you?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to buy a dress for my wife. This is her size right here.
Oh, very well. And just when is the big event?
Tomorrow night, 8:30 till 12.
8:30 till 12?
Yeah, we just found out about it yesterday. I didn't know about it myself till I got an announcement in the mail.
You're the woman's husband and you were notified of it by mail?
Yes, ma'am.
I guess you and your wife aren't the gabby sort.
Now, I think this one will do right here.
Well, really, I think it's a little late to be buying a dress like this. After all, well, your wife won't want to be wearing it in the hospital.
Oh, no, no, lady. This ain't going to be in no hospital.
Oh, no, this is going to be in the YMCA gym. They is decorating for the occasion, you see.
Excuse me, but could I speak to you a moment alone?
Certainly, yes, ma'am. I'll come
over here. They're whispering over there in the corner. I wonder what they're talking about. Well, here come the Kingfish back. What'd she say, Kingfish?
Never mind, Andy, but I tell you one thing. Them birds and bees sure come a long way since I went to school.
Well, Kingfish, that wasn't a bad evening dress we got, Sapphire, once we found the right department.
Yeah, well, I went overboard and spent $19.95 for it. I think I got something she's gonna like, though.
Yeah, it ain't a bad dress. But tell me this, is you sure the women's is wearing those mutton sleeves anymore?
Oh, sure. And I told them to wrap it real pretty in the box and everything. The sales girls say we can pick up the dress at the will call desk.
Yeah, well, we... Well, here we is. The will call desk, right here.
Yeah, well, here, Sapphire, it's just already wrapped up here.
Wait a minute. Wait, don't you think you ought to wait till somebody comes and tells us if this is the right package?
Oh, certainly it's the right box.
Yeah, but Kingfish...
Oh, come on, Andy. I won't get my tuxedo over to the cleaners. See if they can do something about ungreening the lapels on it.
Lieutenant Wilson speaking.
Oh, Lieutenant. This is Mr. Parker, manager of the Bon Ton department store. I want to report a robbery.
A robbery?
Yes, an expensive dress, a gold lame. It happened 15 minutes ago. The thief took it from the will call desk. It was a Paris original and cost over $400.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist speaking to you for the 10,000 independent druggists who serve you and your families. We've made the word Rexall part of our own store names because we recommend and sell the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. Rexall MI-31 is a good example. This tangy amber color antiseptic kills contacted germs in seconds when used full strength. Serves with equal effectiveness as a mouthwash, gargle, breath deodorant, and general household antiseptic. Ask for Rexall MI-31 at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
on in the house here. I hope Sapphire and her mama like that $19 dress I took home this morning.
Oh, darling, you're here. Oh, you wonderful, wonderful man.
Oh, you sweet, precious man.
Excuse me, ladies. I must be in the wrong apartment here. I guess.
No, no, George. It's us. We're so excited about this wonderful, wonderful gold lamé evening dress you brought me.
Yes, George. It's just too divine.
Take it easy, Mama. You're going to slip your plate again there.
Oh, George, I couldn't wait to try it on. How does it look, George?
Hey, well, now, stand back there and let me get a look at it. Mm-hmm. Look a lot different than it did in the store. Hey, wait a minute. I didn't realize it was that extreme. It's awful revealing.
Oh, George, this is a French style. It's so French and so, oh, so cherchez la femme.
Yeah, I think in three whole places that you were cherchez a little too much femme. Tell me, what happened to the mutton sleeves? Where them mutton sleeves at?
Now, George, this dress is so attractive on Sapphire. You must have paid a pretty penny for it.
Yeah, but I'll tell you one thing. I expect more dress than that for $19. Wait a minute. Take that thing off. They don't give me the wrong dress.
Now, Joe.
No, sir. Ain't no store getting away jipping me like this. I'm going to take this hunk of junk back and get the dress I ordered.
Oh, George, let me keep it.
Nothing doing.
Oh, but, George, it's so chic. And that split skirt revealing a little knee, it's so stylish.
Yeah, well, that's all right, but with them knock knees of Sapphire, she's showing both knees through the same slit there.
Oh, Lieutenant Wilson, sit down.
Thank you.
I'm glad you got here. That gold lamé was one of the most valuable dresses in our collection. The customer who ordered is furious.
Well, Mr. Parker, we've been after a gang of organized shoplifters for some time. This sounds like some of their work. I won't be surprised if they try it again.
Oh, I hope we don't have any more trouble.
Don't worry. I have a 15-man detail spread around the store. I've got men planted at strategic spots.
Well, that's fine, Lieutenant.
Yes, and I have men on every exit. And if they show up here again, we'll have those crooks behind bars by nightfall.
Well, come on, Ed. I got the dress right here in this box. I'm going right to the manager's office.
Yeah, I know there's a couple of policemen around the store. You know it's nice to shop in a store that's well protected.
Yeah, well, here's the manager's office. I'll knock on the door here.
Come in.
Oh, how you do, sir? Is you the manager?
Why, yes. May I help you?
Listen, mister, your store done gypped my friends here.
Yeah, they gypped me on a dress.
Well, I'm terribly sorry.
You got your nerve gypping a disreputable customer like this.
Well, I hope you'll forgive us. We had quite an upset here today. We had an unfortunate robbery.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. I hope you catch the dirty crooks. But what we is here about is...
It happened this morning. The thief stole a gold lamé dress right off the will call counter.
Well, that's too bad. Off the will call, the what off the will?
Yes, they took this $400 dress right off the will call desk. Confidentially, the police are in the store right now trying to track them down.
Kingfish, I'd give $1,000 to be homesick in bed with a pneumonia right now.
The lieutenant says they have men in every nook and cranny of the store. Oh, but well, I can't let our troubles interfere with the service of the store. Now, what was it you wanted to see me about?
Oh, nothing important, mister. Now, if you would just excuse us, the three of us has got to be running along.
The three of you?
Yeah, me, my friend, and this empty box here. So long, mister. Oh, what is we going to do now, Andy? How's we going to get out of here? The police is watching all the exits.
Well, maybe we ought to fool them, Kingfish, and go out of entrance.
Oh, shut up. We'll try the back stairs. Come on.
Thompson, where are you?
Right here on the landing, Lieutenant.
Look, Thompson, we just got a call from Mr. Parker's office upstairs. Two suspicious characters just left his office.
The shoplifters?
I'm pretty sure. They're still here in the building. We'd just like them to try and get down the back stairs here. Now, we don't want to frighten any of the customers, so, Thompson, you plant yourself here in the closet, and I'll go down to the next landing.
Yes, sir, I'll get in the closet.
And, Thompson, above everything else, make sure you have the right man before you make the arrest. Don't act too fast.
Yes, sir, I'll make doubly sure before I do anything.
All right, I'll be on the next landing.
Well, I'll get in the closet here.
I hope we can get out of here. Down these back stairs, Kingfish.
Yeah, oh, this is terrible, Andy. I tell you... Uh-oh. Look over the railing, down on the next landing. There's someone down there, and he's coming this way. Oh, you think it's a cop, Andy?
I don't know, but them is the flattest sounding feats I done ever heard. What are we going to do?
Quick, Andy. We'll duck in this closet here on the landing.
Yeah. I'll turn on the light.
No, Andy. Shh. Wait a minute. He's gone.
Yeah. Well, let's get out of here. I'm afraid of the dark.
Now, wait a minute, Andy. Don't rush it. We safe here by ourselves.
Where is it?
I'm going to light a cigar.
Yeah, me too.
I got my cigar here. Give me a match, Andy.
I don't know if I got any. Let me see if I can find one.
Yeah, let me see if I can find one, too. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Gigby.
What you thanking me for?
For lighting the cigars.
No, Andy, you lit the cigars.
I didn't light the cigars. I ain't got no matches.
Neither does I.
But the cigars is lit.
I was here to spontaneous combustion, but I never heard of it lighting two cigars before.
Me neither.
Now, wait a minute, Andy. Let's be calm here and get a grip on ourselves. The cigars is lit, and I see the hand come right up and light them. You ain't got a hand on you that you don't know about, is you, son?
Don't be silly, Kingfish.
Well, a hand come right around this side of the wall there. Now, there. I got your hand. You're trying to play a joke on me, sneaking it around behind my back. I got a hold of it right now. Ha, ha, ha. The joke's on you, Andy.
Ha. My hands is in my pockets.
Andy, I know this is your hand I got a hold of. You was wearing your coat with the brass buttons on it.
Kingfish, I ain't never had no coat with brass buttons on it.
Yeah.
All right, you two, stand right where you are.
Oh. Out the door, quick, Andy. Come on, hurry up. Get down the stairway, quick. Come on, Andy, come on.
Come back here.
Oh, boys, I tell you, that thing that happened a while ago was the closest shave I ever had. Walk with me down to the apartment, boy.
Oh, yeah. I was still shaking from that experience in the store, too. You know it, Amos?
Yeah, well, the thing I can't understand is, why didn't you tell the police what happened about the mix-up in the dresses?
Amos, how far do you think we'd get explaining to the police that we was doing with a 400 dress under our arm? You know the old saying, possession is 9 points of the jail sentence?
Yeah, well, what is you going to do with the dress? Well, I ain't got the money to buy another dress. I got to let Sapphire wear it to the deep places party tonight. Sapphire and her mama don't know what happened. Well, here's my apartment, boys. I'll see you later.
Yeah, well, so long, Kingfish.
So long. I hope it all worked out, Kingfish. Well, Sapphire's home.
Oh, George, I'm so happy you let me keep that beautiful dress.
Yes, sir. My daughter's going to be the hit of the DePeister affair.
Yes, and I'll show that Mrs. DePeister. She ain't the only one that can wear French clothes.
What do you mean, French clothes?
Well, George, I hear that Mrs. DePeister ordered a $400 French original to wear at the party from the Bonton department store.
Oh, no.
Yes. And won't she just die when she sees me in this new dress?
Honey, I got an idea that this dress is going to be the death of a lot of us here.
Now, here's your Rexall Family Druggist.
Today, whenever they want fast relief from an ordinary headache, millions of people choose Rexall aspirin. And there are three very good reasons why.
Then how about letting us in on them?
All right. First, every Rexall tablet contains 5 full grains of pure aspirin. Second, in the 100-tablet bottle, Rexall aspirin costs you barely more than 0.5 cents per tablet.
Well, those are 2 good reasons. What's the third?
The most important of all, ma'am, there's no faster-acting aspirin made.
But exactly what do you mean by fast-acting?
I mean that when taken with water, a Rexall aspirin tablet is ready to go to work for you even before it reaches your stomach.
That I'll remember.
Then remember this, too. You can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Listen, Andy, what is I going to do? When Sapphire goes to Mrs. DePice's tonight and finds out that she's wearing a stolen dress, she's going to kill me dead, boy. Just kill me dead.
Yeah, well, one thing, at that swanky party, at least you'll have the consolation of dying above your social level.
Andy, you get worse every day. Are you by any chance going to night school and taking a course in ignorance?
Listen, Kingfish, I was just trying to tell you.
Yeah, look who here, Algonquin J. Calhoun.
Yeah, hi, Algonquin.
Now, hiya, boys. How's every little thing?
Oh, Calhoun, I was in big trouble, real big trouble.
Well, what's the distress, Kingfish?
Well, Calhoun, tonight my wife is going to a party in another woman's dress.
Well, ain't it going to be a little crowded in there for both of them?
Listen, Calhoun, this is a stolen dress. It was ordered by Mrs. D. Peister, and when she sees Sapphire wearing it, the fireworks is going to start.
Yeah, the Kingfish got the wrong dress from the department store, and the store thinks he stole it.
Oh, I was in a terrible mess.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. There's a lot of ways out of this mess.
Good.
In the first place, you could... No. On the other hand, in the second place, it'd be better... But now, thinking it over, I think it would be much better if you... No, I kind of like... But then if you could, but then, there you is. Now it's up to you to take your choice of them ways.
Oh, listen, Calhoun, you ain't no help. What I going to do when Mrs. D. Price sees Sapphire in that dress?
Well, the thing for you to do, Kingfish, is to keep your wife from going to that party at all costs.
Yeah, well, how I going to do that, though? She's been planning all week going to the affair.
Well, maybe there's some way of frightening her from going to the affair.
Yeah, the only thing when it comes to frightening, Sapphire's more the giving than the receiving type.
Now, wait a minute. I was just thinking. Maybe I could work on the old lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's always fussing about Sapphire, what Sapphire eats and or drinks. Say, maybe I could really scare her.
Yeah.
Maybe I could get my mother-in-law to think that someone is going to poison the food at the party.
Yeah, that really ought to scare her.
Listen, Andy, it's almost lunchtime. Come on up to the house. Sapphire shopping or Mama's home alone. I'll explain the details on the way up there.
Well, Kingfish, for your sake, I hope it works.
Yeah, wait a minute, though. Suppose it don't. Suppose my wife wears the dress and they throw her in jail.
Now, then, if they throw your wife in jail, Kingfish, there's only one thing to do. Go down to the judge and plead for mercy. Really put on an act, Kingfish. Throw yourself across the judge's bench and say, Your Honor, you can't let this poor woman rot in jail. You got to really plead to the judge, Kingfish. Grab a hold to him like this.
Let go of my coat, Calhoun.
And then as the tears pour out of your eyes, you got to grab him by his lapels like this and say, Mercy, mercy, Your Honor, mercy on my poor wife.
Calhoun, give me back my lapels.
Well, Mama, sure was nice of Andy to drop up here and have lunch with us, wasn't it?
Huh?
You ain't seen Andy for a long time, did you?
Kingfish, if she ain't got indigestion, I ain't very welcome here.
Forget it, Andy. By the way, Andy, speaking of current events, as you noticed by the newspaper that the notorious food poisoner is on the loose again?
Kingfish. You don't mean that horrible fiend that poisoned people at parties, that Tomaine Tony.
That's right, Andy. Also known as Aunt Pierce Albert. Alias Cyanide Sidney, yeah.
Judge, what is you talking about, food poisoner?
Oh, mother-in-law, dear, I didn't know that you was eavesdribbling on us.
Judge, who is this fella you talking about?
Well, I guess you ain't read about it, Mama. It was in all the newspapers. You see... Aunt Pierce Albert started his operations in England. He was a waiter in the House of Parliament. And they first got wind of his activities when one day after lunch they noticed a lot of the Englishmen was keeping a stiff upper lip all over. Since then he's made a practice of posing as a caterer at swanky parties all over the world and just poisoning the guests.
And you mean this person is here in this country now?
Oh, there's pretty sure he is. The other day down at the immigration office, they had a fiend come in there and apply for his naturalization papers.
You say he's poisoning people at parties? He's not around here, is he?
Oh, not within a block or two. No. Oh, the police claim he was operating at a party down at 125th Street last night, one of the social affairs. He really whipped up a strong batch of stuff, too. He got to one of the guests so fast they buried him with an hors d'oeuvre in his hand.
You'd be afraid to eat anything.
Oh, yeah, he'll get you by hook or crook. I read that at one party a guest wasn't eating nothing because he didn't feel so good. The fella gave him a bicarbonate and said, "This'll straighten you out." And in 5 seconds, it did.
Oh, Mama, I wouldn't mention this to Sapphire. Just because we're going to a party and the fella happened to be operating in the neighborhood, there's no reason to worry over a little thing like this.
Little thing? Oh, this is terrible. Oh, my poor daughter. If she ever went, I'd worry myself sick. I'm telling you right now.
Hello, everybody. I'm home. Mama, come on in the other room. I want to try that dress on again.
Never mind that dress, Sapphire. You ain't going to that party.
But, Mama, you said...
I don't care what I said. I may have let you marry old Baldy here, but I ain't going to let you get mixed up with no other fiend.
Now, Mama, you said that...
Come on, Andy, come on.
But Kingfish, I didn't finish my lunch.
Well, we'll go down to the beanery and get something down there, Andy.
You think we ought to, Kingfish?
What you mean, Andy?
Well, maybe this Aunt Pace Albert has been working the beaneries, too.
Kingfish, you mean to say that your wife ain't going to the Deep Isis affair tonight?
That's right, Amos. Me and the Kingfish really done scared his mama.
Mm. Oh, yes, it's all over now. It's all off. It was cleared. Wait a minute, boy. Hello?
Oh, George, is that you? This is Sapphire. I need
$1,500. $1,500 for what?
For bail.
Bail?
Yes, as long as we wasn't going to the party, I took that dress back to the Bon Ton. When I asked for my money back, they called the police.
Oh, no.
You've got just one more day left. Yes, friends, tomorrow is the last day of Rexall's mighty one-cent sale. The famous sale where you get two guaranteed Rexall products for the price of one, plus a penny. Now, this offer applies to exactly 279 items throughout the entire store. In addition, you'll find 66 other specials priced so low you can't afford to pass them by. So take a tip from old man Wilcox. Don't miss this last money-saving chance to cash in on Rexall's great one-cent sale. Remember, you've got all day tomorrow at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
So don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, to visit your Rexall family drugstore. There's only one day left for the one-cent sale. Thank you and good night.
See you next Sunday.
For the one woman in ten with sensitive skin,
there's Carinome hand cream. Like all of Carinome's specially designed beauty aids, it's hypoallergenic, pure, mild, safe for most sensitive skins. It softens, beautifies, protects. Try Carinome hand cream.
As advertised in Vogue, Ladies Home Journal, Woman's Home Companion, McCall's, and sold at Rexall drugstores everywhere. Be sure to be with us next Sunday at the same time when your Rexall druggist will again present The Amos and Andy Show. Folks, tune in early on Sunday and hear my friend Irma, our Miss Brooks, The Jack Benny Show, and now following us, The Edgar Berg and Charlie McCarthy Show over most of these same stations. Yes, sir, Sunday is Fun Day on CBS. This is the CBS Radio Network.